I went down to the river the other day, and as I walked along the bank, I heard an old voice I seemed to know quite well. As I came closer, I could see it was the old fellow that lived in our little country town. I recalled I'd spent many an hour as a kid listening to his stories. I started to call out, but I noticed he was staring into the water and talking. And this was what he was saying.
Why, Mr. Lincoln, what are you doing down here on this old riverbank? Yes, sir, it sure enough is a fine place to come when you've got troubles and need to do some sound, clear thinking.
Mr.
Yes, sir, I guess this old world isn't sort of a mess. But don't you go fretting yourself none. You've already done your part. It's up to us folks living here to straighten out the messes. Mr. Lincoln, we still believe in the truth that all men are created equal. Yes, sir, there are those who would try to take away a man's freedom. There are those who would sell us out, too, just because we're threatened by some man who wants to make slaves of the whole world. Yes, sir, and some saying they'd rather be red than dead. Mr. Lincoln, just don't you worry none, because we got 50 stars in Old Glory now. Yes, 50 United States and 180 million strong.
Fight for the red, white, and blue. Just like all free men have to do.
Now, Mr. Lincoln,
Mr.
don't you believe none of that stuff about somebody burying us.
Mr.
There are always some that'll shirk duties, but most of us say, give us liberty under red, white, and blue, or give us death. You'll still find those who say, I regret I have but one life to give for my country, too. No, sir, folks ain't forgot how this country was born, what our aim is either. Before we reach our goal, we'll have to walk the highway of mistakes. But we stay true to one main idea, and that is to help all mankind. Yes, sir, Mr. Lincoln, this nation has confidence in itself, in its destiny, and in the belief that this is the best government that God ever saw. Yes, sir, and we are highly resolved that the dead shall not have died in vain, and that this nation under God and this government are the people, by the people, and for the people, shall not perish from this earth. Yes, sir, Mr. Lincoln, we're gonna be all right.